In the Torah, we have a prophet who is a non-Jewish prophet being hired to curse the Jews, and he reluctantly agrees to do that, but then he has a disclaimer. Every doctor, every lawyer has a disclaimer. It's called client management. So he has his own client management policies, and he is following the protocol. He says, I'm agreeing to do this job for you, but you should know I'm a prophet of God, and I can only say what God puts in my mouth. So I will try to curse the Jews, but previous performance is never a guarantee for future results. So he says, I'll try. And he gets up there, and he, instead of cursing the Jews, is blessing them. And he is making a prophecy about the times of Mashiach. This is the only mention of times of Mashiach in the five books of Moses, when a non-Jewish prophet is trying to curse the Jews. And it seems a little strange. If the Torah is going to be telling us about Mashiach, why does it have to come out of the mouth of a non-Jewish prophet? And why does it have to be done at a time when somebody is trying to curse the Jews? If you will ask a theologian or a historian or a philosopher, what is the biggest contribution of Judaism in terms of worldview and thought? What is the greatest novelty? What is the greatest new idea that Judaism brought to the world? They will tell you the biggest new idea that Judaism brought to the world was that time is not cyclical. Time is a progression. Today, we are used to technological progress. We are used to science always making new discoveries. We are used to things moving forward. This is only what we experienced in the past 100 years. I can promise you that the horses and carriages that they used in 16th century were exactly the same carriages and horses that they used in 14th century, and probably the same as they used in 10th century. Things did not progress back then. So people were living in a world where everything is static, everything is the same. And when you think of time, what do you think of? Then there is a day, then there is an evening, then there is a night, then there's morning, and then there's a day again. There is winter, then there is spring, then there's summer, then there's fall, and then there's a winter again. Everything is cyclical. So people were always under the impression that time is cyclical. Time is not moving forward. Time is moving in a circle. People are born, then they live, then they die, and then new people are born, and then they live, and then they die. It's all repeating itself. The Torah is telling us that time is a progression. What does it mean? That we are moving towards something. You cannot have a progression if you don't have point A and point B. Point A is the place where you're starting, and point B is where you're going. So you cannot have a progression if you don't have a point B. So what is the point B then? The Torah is telling us we have a point A, which is the creation, and we have a point B, which is the coming of Mashiach. Without a belief in coming of Mashiach, you cannot have a belief that time is a progression, because this world has to have a point where it's moving towards. Otherwise, it's not a progression. Even if it's a movement, it's either cyclical movement, like the ancient philosophers believed, or it's a chaotic movement. Everything is all over the place. So this is why the idea of Mashiach is so essential for Judaism, and that's why it is at the core of what we believe. Now, very often people are familiar with the idea of Messiah from Christianity. It is true that the Christian faith took this idea of Messiah from Judaism, but then they changed it up quite a bit, and now most of people know about Messiah from Christianity. But in its origin, it is not a Christian idea. In its origin, it is a Jewish idea. And what is a Jewish idea? The Jewish idea is that this world is far from perfect. There are bad things happening in this world. And you look at them, and you could have only two ways of approaching it. Either just make peace with the fact that this world is evil, and that's it. You cannot do anything about it. Or start fighting it and try to battle all evils of the world. But then usually people who do that become tired of it and become burnt out and see that they're not succeeding in even scratching the surface. So what should we do? So the Torah says there's a third way. The third way is that you see, you recognize that there is evil in the world, And you also know that this evil is not natural to the world. This evil was brought to the world by the sin of Adam and Eve, Adam and Chava. And that's what brought this evil into this world. And all what we are doing, we are trying to bring this world to its original condition. And there will be a time when these sins will be completely cured, when this evil is going to be completely eliminated, and we are slowly working towards it through our performance of mitzvahs. So we are battling evil, but we are not battling evil head on, and we are not expecting to see immediate results. We know that it's going to take time. It is a multi-generational effort, and we are making our small part, and we hope very soon, very, very soon, this job is going to be over because we are going to achieve our goal. And this world will be changed, not only for the Jews, this world will be changed for everybody. This is a very big difference between Judaism and many other religions. We believe that what happened to this world with the sin of Adam and Eve, this affected the whole world. We feel like we are responsible for the whole world. And when Mashiach will come, the whole world is going to be changed. And it's not only for the Jews. The Torah could have said, you know what, when Mashiach will come, Jews will live well. The Torah says, no, the whole world, every person, every human is going to live well. So this is why we have a non-Jew who is making this prophecy. Because it's not only for the Jews. Now, how do you get there? You get there by doing mitzvahs. Every time I do a mitzvah, I'm making this world at least a little bit better. Every time I do a mitzvah, I am helping to eliminate the bad, the evils of this world. Now, I might not see it right away. Why? Because a change is happening in the background. A lot of times, you put tremendous amount of work into a case, and your client is calling you, no, Mr. Attorney, I don't see any movement. I don't see anything going on. What is a hearing already? When am I going to get my check? You're telling them, I'm working in my office. I'm working in the background. You don't see it. You know, they say it takes 20 years to make an overnight success. For 20 years, you have to work on the background then to have a success. We have been working on it not for 20 years, but 2,000 years. Actually, more than 2,000 years.